When he saw Kent coming, he checked the time. Amazingly, over an hour and a half had passed. He blinked, considered, but he could not recall a single thought he had had during that period. He stood for Kent. The apology was stumbling, but sincere. Felix's acceptance was equally sincere. But Kent kept apologizing. "Every time I think about what I did, I throw up," he said. Felix laughed. "Don't you believe me?" asked Kent stiffly.
"As a matter of fact, I do," said Felix. "It's you."
He sat, motioned for Kent to do the same.
"Forrest would say it's the best of you."
"It's not the me I want," said Kent unhappily.
"You want?" echoed Felix.
"Yes, me. I want to be more tougher, I guess." Felix laughed again.
"You were pretty tough a couple of hours ago."
Felix could almost feel the other man's face crimson.
"You know that's not what I mean," said Kent.
"Yeah." Kent shifted. "I want to be more like she was, I guess. Like you are." Felix stared at a patch of sand between his boots.
"Like her, maybe. Not me."
"You're a hell of a fighter, Felix," insisted Kent.
"You'd have to be.
And anyway, Canada saw you."
Felix laughed shortly. "Canada showing combat vet?"
Kent laughed, embarrassed.
"Well, she knows what she saw."
"No, she doesn't,"
Felix heard himself suddenly snap.
"None of you."
He stopped, paused. Kent had tensed like a spring, he saw.
"Oh, well," he began again. "So you want to be a combat soldier, and you feel bad that you haven't been."
"Why shouldn't I?"
Felix eyed him. He shrugged.
"I don't know."
He glanced away toward the dorm. He looked back a second later.
"But did it ever occur to you that you're the only one of us to ever put this hardware to decent use?"
There was another pause after that, a long one. Felix spent it wondering how he could have lost an hour and a half.
"I want to be a real fighter,"
Kent said suddenly.
"Huh?
What's that?"
"You know, against ants and..."
"Oh-ho,"
growled Felix, his voice sounding bitter even to him.
"You want to be a killer."
He stood up. He looked at the other man.
"That's what I really am, Nathan. I'm a killer. I don't fight 'em. I kill 'em. That's how I've managed it."
Kent stared upward at him.
"What's the difference?"
he asked gently. Felix found he could not look at him. He turned away.
"I don't know,"
he replied, not at all certain it was true. They were quiet after that. Felix's mind was blank, flexed blank.